WHDD presents Susan Says.
Last year, I published my memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms, about my life as one of the first female TV sitcom writers, and I did a year of book tour, which was great fun. I enjoyed meeting all the readers and sharing the laughs, the fun, the stories of celebrities, and the harder stories about family, divorce, illness, elderly parents, the things we all go through. I realized that the three themes were resilience, which I didn't know I had until I wrote the book and looked back. Reinvention, which I've done, and I believe you need to do every 20 years or so. And relationships, whether it's marriage or friendship, or finding other ways of creating a family, which I've done. A few months ago, I got to narrate the book for Audible, which is the thing now. I guess a lot of people listen to books, a large percent. And though I hadn't, I was excited to learn about it. I chose to narrate my own book rather than hire a reader, as it is a memoir, and it would be kind of odd to have someone else read my voice on my life. Since I've done voiceovers for commercials and other radio gigs as well as this, I listened to some other narrators just to see what they sounded like. I was kind of surprised. They were reading their books. I mean, like, reading. I didn't think the listener would like to have a conversation to be read to them. So I tried to talk more, like I'm doing with you, and it was really fun until I got to the sad parts, and then it was teary, but I got through it. It went up for sale October 16th. This week, it's done well. I would love for you all to take a listen. So if you click on that link, here's the sample chapter, and you can go to Amazon and get it too. Oh, and by the way, there's an extra chapter in the Audible that's not in the printed book. A bonus. Enjoy!
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.